running this rap shit. Memphis Bleak, we running this rap shit. B-Mac, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Old as fuck, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. Take over, the break's over, nigga. Guard MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test, chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. Grown man, B.I., get you rolled in the triage, B.I.G. Your reach ain't long enough, dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough, fuck up. Rockefeller is the army, better get the navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring knives to fist fight, kill your drama. We kill you motherfucking ants with a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it to you, dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. R.O.C., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. You're zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Falk, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I don't care if you mob beef, I hold triggers to cruise. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight, back in 88, you was the ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped shook one, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you, you need more people. Rockefeller, students of the game, we passed the classes. Nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like Jigger his ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one, I'll detach you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. To have to hold a mask, put your body in a hole. No, you're not on my level, get your breaks quick. I sold what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hope. Ask Nah, she don't want it with hope. No, R.O.C., we running this rap shit. B-Single, we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. You zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Oh, it's Fox, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I know you listen, Nonstop. But along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your frame, nigga. You are. Use the bag model for car, can I Esco ass. Went from nasty Nas to Esco's trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. You fell from top 10 to not mention at all. See your bodyguard's Uzi Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on the whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, the sun don't shine. That's why you're careers come to an end. It's only so long fake thugs can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it, you witnessed it from your folks' pad. You scribbled in your notepad and created your life. I showed you your first tech on tour at Large Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice, you was using it wrong. You made it a hot line, I made it a hot song. And you ain't get a coin, nigga, you was getting fucked in. I know who I paid, God, Searchlight Publishing. Use your... Said you been in the 10, I've been in the 5. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide, that's one every, let's say 2. 2 of them shits was 2. 1 was Nas, the other was Illmatic. That's a one hot album, every 10 year average, and that's so. Nigga, switch up your flow, your shit is garbage. You try and kick knowledge. Your niggas gon' learn to respect the king. Don't be the next get tested on that Summer Jam screen. Because you know who, yeah, you know what, well, you know who. So just keep that between me and you, nigga. R.O.C., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Falk, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. A wise man told me don't argue with fools, cause people from a distance can't tell who is who. So stop with that childish shit, nigga, I'm grown. Please leave it alone, don't throw rocks at the throne. Do not bark up that tree will fall on you. I don't know why your advisors ain't forewarned you. Please, not Jay, He's not for play, I don't slack a minute. All that thug rapping and gimmick, I will end it. All that yapping be finished. You are not deep, you made your bed, now sleep. Don't make me expose you to them folks that don't know you. Nigga, I know you well, all the stolen jewels. Twinkle toes, you breaking my heart. You can't fuck with me, go play somewhere, I'm busy. And all you other cats throwing shots at Jigga, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
What's going on, y'all? This is the Realist Radio Show with Natasha Nicole Ray and Alyssa Noriega. But as you can tell, I am either one of the two. This is your main man, Brooklyn Black, and we are here taking over me and, of course, my partner in crime, right-hand man, Hoffa, in the building. We're here representing the here on a normal Friday, Saturday nights from 10 p.m. But the ladies at the Realist were there. Asked if we would step in and sub in, you know. So, of course, we obliged because as the host of the number one show on the Premium Radio Network, we had to come and show y'all some love. I mean, because we didn't want you guys, the audience, to miss out on a dope show. So we figured we kind of show y'all some love, you know what I mean? Hoffa, what's going on?
What's good, brother? Everything's good. What we talking about?
You know,
about,
we
here,
you know, a day early, but, you know, it's all well and good. Now, they do have a little bit of a play, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, what's the word? Like, I guess, you know, not really girly songs, but, you know, the stuff that the women here like to play during the Realist Radio. But our audience, they know what we like to play, pre-game radio. So we're going to do a nice little mesh of the two, you know what I'm saying? And as far as the topic, and this is something brand new because they do have a so we can do the Chat It Up segment and whatnot. But for tonight's Chat It Up on the Realist Radio, I got to direct this to the fellas because this story, whether it be clickbait or not, came across my timeline. And I know of similar stories, so the whole thing, it kind of goes. There was this dude, I think his name was we'll say his name is Jason, okay? Jason does whatever he does to where he can have large sums of money and jewelry and all this stuff just in the crib all willy-nilly. What he does, I don't know. I'm not his attorney. I can't speak for him. But anyway.
Dumbass.
He posts that he had met these two girls from the New York City area, one from, I believe, the Bronx and one from Washington Heights. They came out and seen him in Miami. He brought them to his spot. They drinking, they having a good time. And the school used his drink unattended. I guess to go to the bathroom or to make sure, you know, to make sure his tallywhack is ready to go in case action jumped off. Something. Whatever he left it, he left the bottle he was drinking out there, plain sight, like nothing's gonna happen to it. With chicks that he don't know. So he comes back, they're drinking and chilling, XYZ. Then, of course, the story, he wakes up 11 a.m. the next day, all his jewelry gone, and $70,000 in cash missing. Then he goes on to take video of the bottles that they were drinking from, and so one had some type of residue in, as if, you know, they might slip on a molly or, you know, a date rape or something, you know. And whatever. So my question is for the fellas, when are y'all gonna get it to y'all fucking head? You can't get these girls with all this grandeur and all that and expect them to be, I don't know, more upstanding and shit. You know what I mean? I was always told how you get them is how you lose them. You know? But that's for relationships and shit. For instances like this, I think that's just a result of him being mad thirsty. He got money. He seen Spanish chicks from New York. Like, yo, y'all coming out here? Well, yo, come get up with me. And gotta, you know, make himself too available, too linkable, not even too likable. And that's what I got. So in a sad situation, who you guys would think is at fault? Would it be the dude for having all this shit and having some random hoes come in his space and do what they do, which is violate them, or or the girls at fault, because, you know, a nice guy, they came to the city, he tried to show them a good time, and that's how they repay him. I want to know your side of it. Hit us up, 347-857-4.
Good old New York jokes.
Hit us up. Follow the ladies on Instagram at The Realist Radio Show, all one word on that Instagram. Of course, they have their own personal ones, Tasha Nicole Wright and Pocahontas_531. And, of course, you can keep up with them on the network's Twitter. That's Free Game_Radio. Don't forget to follow. We got more music, more shit talking, and more of us. Black and Hopper, The Realist Radio Show on the Free Game Radio Network. And we'll be right back.
Bang, bang. Don't forget to follow us on Free Game Radio. Not now.
It's the infamous mob, MOBB. You can't be touched, nigga, can't you see?
You man, cause me, I'm gonna do my thing.
You know I do my thing.
I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay.
Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background, burning that backwood. Styling, stunting, doing my two-step fronting. Now I'ma tell you what M told me, homie. Just lose the parental discretion. Advise, this is wrong for music. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumping. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping, cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's for sure. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip play, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get into it. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip play, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get into it.
You wanna search me, to search me, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, peak on my thoughts, twisting. In clubs, through phase with a chick to go both ways. Let me see that ID for room for. Put a drink till the worm is gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from soft porn. For it pop, make a sign of disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop, cause these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Into them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at a nigga that them came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air back to no problem. In the club, feed the liquor, otherwise we starve. So much green, getting twisted like potato with garden.
Let's go. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip that, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get into it. No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get it.
You already know how I go, I bang, I shine. I play, I stay, I'm going for mines. I'm young, I'm black, I'm rich, yes. I'm ghettoed in the motherfucking project steps. I'm cool, I'm calm, you looking real stressed. I'm strapped, I'm on kick, hold your head. I'm known for gap popping. When I got problems, I don't run, I just gun you all up. But we ain't come here to start no drama. We just looking for our future baby mamas. With money, with face, with style and body. I cook, I clean, I swear that mommy. Just as long as you don't go off and tell nobody. I go down low. I'm lying, I'm trying my best to let you know. Sugar pop, get that P, the doc beat, make it easy to get him in the bed sheet.
No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get into it. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get into it.
You are tuned into Free Game Radio with Brooklyn Black and Hoffa. We are filling in for the Realist Radio. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to the topic at hand. I want everybody to call in. Let me know your opinion. Dude, let's just call him Jay. He got the good old New York jukes. He invited two mommies out. He said he woke up at 11 a.m. He lost 70K and all his jewelry. Whose fault is it really? We all know who. But do you fault the women for taking advantage of somebody that was really thirsty? So 347-857-4302, and please do call up and let us know how you feel about this. Brooklyn Black, how are you?
I still say he's dumb as shit. Like, it's just, to me, it's just a whole,
it sounds like a good old New York jokes, don't it?
There's just so many variables here, like, you know, because I understand you might want to wow shorties or whatever, and like, yeah, you would, you know, pack up bottles, you know, break out the good silverware and shit, you know, but you wouldn't leave 70,000 cash and all your fucking jewelry laying around. You know, like, you wear a ring that's a pain in the ass to get off, that's mad tight around your knuckle. You know, that bracelet that's just mad tight, or you got to jiggle it a certain motherfucking way to get the shit to, you know, come off. You know, it's, it just doesn't sit right with me.
He obviously was stunting, and he said, hey, girl, why don't you come back? You know, we can all have a good time. Thought he was going to get something, but, oh, he got something, all right. I don't know where you lose 70. That's the biggest loss I've ever heard yet. 70?
I don't even get something you got.
Good old New York jokes, and they're from the Bronx and the Heights. Let's just be real, guys. If you're from New York, we know what's going on. You understand? But obviously, he's not from New York, and he thought that everybody's the nicest person in the world.
No, because his hustle should have came in. It's like, you know what I'm saying? He's from Miami and shit. You know, he's from Florida. You know, they got some hood sense.
Just a good old New York jokes, man.
You know, that's... That's just only my guy, like, he may have fell for the New York girl motherfucking Latina swagger, because, you know, that can't happen. But at some point, doesn't the comments just get like, hey, maybe I shouldn't leave this money name around. I don't know these girls after all. You know, or maybe I shouldn't, you know, leave this bottle while I go use the bathroom for more than a few minutes. You know, because I don't know these girls. You know, where does all the shit from McGruff the Crime Dog and the last 30 seconds of G.I. Joe growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know what I'm saying? Did they not pay attention? You know, knowing it's half the battle. You know, and this is real shit, because, yo, like, and I make light of it, you know, I make light of it, and I joke, and I clown on it, because the dude's okay.
Yeah, at least it's alive to tell the story, but damn, man, 70?
You know, but we know times when that person don't wake up to tell the story, you know what I'm saying? Or how they wake up is not the way they fucking fell asleep.
We also don't know what happened to him while he was sleeping. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
Look, I don't think they gave him, I don't think they did anything to him, I hope. You know, but, you never know, they might have stuck sentiment and took pictures or something. You know, I was...
Yikes.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I was... kind of sort of tempted I was kind of sort of tempted to hit them girls up on Instagram and Facebook and be like, yo. This nigga is saying some real foul shit about y'all. Care to elaborate?
I don't think they're gonna respond. I would love for them to call in though. Ask them.
I don't think they call in, but
they're not gonna incriminate themselves.
You know. But I did and also another piece of it was a bit saddening. You know, but it does show that things are, I guess, moving along. Rapper Meek Mill once again denied bail and shit.
Jesus Christ, please.
Now,
just get
this
judge off the case, man. Her off the case. Okay.
So now they're saying, you know, he's still a threat to himself. Why? Okay, because he rode a quad in New York City without a helmet. Okay, most of the Chinese delivery guys ride with no goddamn helmet. All right.
Oh, is that the new thing that they're saying? No helmet? That's the new one that they're trumping up on them, right?
Yeah.
Man, fucking great. Fucking bullshit, bro. There's no reason he should be in jail right now. A violation is a violation. He's been good. And he's actually doing good behavior as he's in there. Everybody's gone and visited him. He's keeping his hopes up. And hopefully we'll see him very soon, within this year. I want to see him in 2017, but they're making it like
you're
no way.
You're not going to see him in 2017. We got like literally 24 days left of that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, it's not looking like it, but it would be good to see Meek Millie out, man. Free Meek Mills, too. Damn it.
You know what I'm saying? We may see Max B out first.
Jesus Christ. No way. Would you like to talk about what everybody's talking about on the radio, Black? Would you like to talk about your buddy Murder Mace?
We'll get to that later, but we got more music. 347-857-4302. It's the Realest Radio Show. It's us, Nicole and Alyssa Jacob, but it's being taken over by the homies of Free Game Radio, myself and Hoppa. And we'll be right back.
Bang, bang, bang. Tasha Jacob.
Now cut for me, mommy. Up, just cut for me, mommy.
Just blaze.
Okay, yeah, straight. Okay, yeah, Wale. Said tú quieres mujeres, she said she blow la la.
Flip side.
Now see my baby mama. Get wild.
Okay, freeway got the hood on smash. Pop in tech, step on gas and get ghost, nigga. Freeway got the club on lock. Step on stage, shut it down. Me with a bra, check for an edge. Post up, fans are berserk with a block. Call the cops, just the rock in your area. Post up, distribute to the block. Freeway, move the rocks in your area. Yeah, pops tried to shut me down. Cops tried to shut me down. Haters wanna hit me up. But my Glock carry heavy rounds. Mac carry heavy rounds. Packed in a Chevy truck. What? You better ring the alarm before I cock back. Dump on you and your boys and have black shoes tucked on you and your mom. But back to the song. This one is up on me and the boy. Her ass looks good in the thong. And she want me to sneak in a building like Trojan or Troy. But believe it, Trojan's involved. Hat slipped over the boy. Oh boy, we rip proud. Whole lot of volume and a little bit of bass. It's all it takes to make the place get wild. Whole lot of style and a little bit of taste. It's all it takes to make a skate flip side.
Just be rolling the pole. I'm trying to squeeze with ease.
With ease.
Then breathe.
Then breathe.
I ain't hope, I just know what I know. I'm talking old spark, five, ride for a dollar bill. Famous up in Hollywood, high in the Polly Hills. I can't deny how the mommy feels. Hide in the cable bill. Slide with your baby girl. He's crack and I ain't for play. I got a Mac that it changed the day. Fall back, keep to act intact. P-I-M-P.
U-P.
H-O-E-S is no the rest. And yes, this is Philly. You welcome to come check us. Crack wherever I holler at. It's soon to be the king and
we rip proud. Whole lot of volume and a little bit of bass. It's all it takes to make the place get wild. Whole lot of style and a little bit of taste. It's all it takes to make a skate flip side. Crack files and a little bit of bass. It's all it takes to make the block get wild.
Get wild.
Car keys and a little bit of cheese. It's all it takes to make
place.
Now how many hoes in your motherfucking group wanna take a ride in my 89 Dell? She felt the kid thumbtack, held the roof up on a cell phone. Freeway got me in a slider. He a rider from the block to the booth. I'm as real as they come, the gorillas that come. Six get chill till they come, got a pill when they come. But let us spend a night all night, cause the E called me a liar. She just like honey, so I called her Mariah. Wanna see if she got what it takes to carry across state and travel across state with things taped to her waist. Mommy wanna ride for pie. Bad bitches get scooped like Haagen-Dazs. And put on the steam, shoot, put on the beam, bitch. Lean, bitch, shoot at the entourage. Hit up the team, can't put on your jeans. Be ripped proud. Whole lot of volume and a little bit of bass. It's all it takes to make the place get wild. Whole lot of style and a little bit of cake. It's all it takes to make a skate flip side. Red fouls and a little bit of bass. It's all it takes to make the block get wild. Get wild. Car keys and a little bit of cheese. It's all it takes to make a lead.
Yeah, sure. Back. It's the Realist Radio Show on the Pregame Radio Network. This portion of broadcasting is brought to you by ME Productions for all your digital and video recording needs. You know, music videos, documentaries, movies, TV shows, video portraits, all that. Just drop them an email at heyme.tv@gmail.com. All right. Now, we're talking about the sheer thirstiness of men, you know, and we as guys, you know, what would be the thirstiest thing you've done, Hopper?
I always keep a bottle of water and Sprite with me. I'm not thirsty.
You know, you ain't never done nothing. For some girl, you like, it was just over the top.
I may have drove a long distance, but shit, I ain't get $70,000 taken from me on my jewelry.
So what's the distance you made?
I went across the bridge.
All right, let's see. Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. You know, we get into that right now. I don't know. Let me see. 18, 19, around there. And I was, no, what's up? Yeah, about 18. Yeah, 18, 19. I was building this girl. And, you know, she came to the crib. Smashed out or whatever. Now, and, you know, I just couldn't get right. You know what I mean? I was being oblivious as hell, you know. And at the time, you know, my brother was there, and he was, and be like, "Yo, man, say you know." And you know, I'm like, "Nah, man, you know, just take it slow, man. You know, nah, man, just go and pull your dick out and get it. You know, you're gonna get it." I'm like, "Nah, man, you know, take it slow. You know, go watch movies and you know, kind of chill it." And I just kept getting, you know, pushed and prodded.
Of course. You're supposed to tell
you know,
your man.
So,
you're supposed to tell your man, go walk that. You got to go walk that, man.
Right.
Come on.
So I end up just, fuck it. Went up in the room. I think I was sitting there literally just watching the movie like, oh, my God, I think you were like that, Tyler, because he was like to them. And me going in, my dick, I really blew my chest. Me being all extra thirsty and shit. Blew my chances. Because I wanted to listen and be extra thirsty and pull my dick out and walk in the bedroom.
Ah, damn. That's a good one. I've done that before.
Like,
I'm
know,
not going to lie. Means, we've all been in the same situation. I've done it before, but shit.
And, you know, and I can't front. You know, And that's one of those times where, yo, you know, where you're just, be yourself. And you could, you know, you get further that way. You know?
Oh no, it worked in my case. It worked in my case. But I know about the go in the room, the old whip-out game. Yes, we all know it. All the men that are tuned in and all the ladies that are tuned in, we all know what he's talking about. So don't act like you don't.
I think this is something if the ladies in the realist was here, I'll ask, like, if someone just comes a little extra thirsty, just walk through the room, hands around the ankles, just bone out, like, hey, what's up? What's good, baby?
You know? I mean, if y'all was chilling all night drinking and, you know, setting the mood, I mean, if you felt that the girl gave you that and be like, yo, what's up? What we doing? You don't have to be so aggressive, you know? The girl gives you the vibe. If the girl gives you the vibe, you step aside. Be like, yo, what's up? What we doing? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you felt the vibe, so you're not wrong on that, but shit.
I don't know, because sometimes they could be misreading shit.
Yeah, that's also very true, and that's why $70,000 in jewelry is gone.
347-857-3702. It's the Realist Radio Show, Brooklyn Black and Hot, but we got more shit on the way. This is probably going on time where Alyssa will do her reality recap, but we don't watch that shit, so we don't know, so we'll just keep with the chat up and have another topic of and whatnot in a few minutes. But it's Pre-Game Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Bang, bang, bang. Pre-Game Radio Network. And you can also check pregameradio.net just in case you missed any shows or you missed this show. You can watch it from the beginning. Brooklyn Black, what we doing?
Going into another motherfucking topic. Now, this is also, you know, and I do wish we get a lady caller. And, fellas, meet a lady, get it all well and good. She tells you she has an ex and he's looking at 15 to 20 years, right? So she's down with him. So she says, you know, it's over. You know, show y'all hitting it off. It's going good, right? But then so it comes to you, she's frantic, she's, you know, feeling away. And he goes up. Oh, she got a phone call that he's coming home and he threatened to kill whatever thing she's with. And if she is with a nigga, she'll kill that nigga and kill her too. Fellas, what's your next move? Hoppa, what's your move?
Can you ask that question again, please? I just need to clarify a couple things.
Goddamn clarification.
It's
exactly what I just said.
No. Said wait for 15 years and then what? I didn't even answer that.
Right, you said you gotta do 15 years, right? You gotta do some time. So, like I said, she says she's done with him, X, Y, Z, whatever, right? And like I said, I hit it off. It's going good, you know? You guys are even borderline cohabitating. I know that's not a word. Before you grammar Nazis come for me. Right?
Free game radio slang. Get the fuck out of here.
Then she gets a phone call saying that old boy is on his way home. If she's with somebody, he's going to kill the nigga she's with, and he's going to kill her. And, you know, this is shorty. This is your boo. What's your move?
She should have told him while he was in there. If he comes out and wants to scrap, you're going to have to scrap, man. That's it. you're just going to have to scrap, because she should have been a little bit more responsible and let him know what's going on. That's actually happening a lot lately, but I can't say those people's names because I will get sued, because I actually know it's happening right now. So that's kind of funny. Certain rising female artists and a certain rising male artist. They are going through it right now, but I cannot say their names, Brooklyn Black.
But then you say my name all willy-nilly.
You want to know?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, well, here we go. FreeGameRadio.net. Shit. Yeah, so who's the hardest female artist in New York right now, Brooklyn Black?
Oh, that would be Cardi B.
Okay. We all know who her significant other is, right? Migo.
Okay, what else be those niggas?
Yeah, so before she became what she is now, when she was just loving hip-hop, she would always speak about her man that was inside. And I'm going to hold him down forever. That's my man. I don't want nobody else. But he recently came home. So, what's going to happen here? And he's not a lightweight either. And it looks a little dirty right now, Black. It's looking a little...
What do you mean it's looking all...
Yo, fuck you!
Same, same-er. Move got the keys to my beam. Jack move, that's how we act when we team up.
Yo.
Yo. Who got the key to my beamer? Jack Moore, that's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up, this is fish scale. I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 up. Remember you bitch, shit, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else but dealt. Walk through the woods and stomp on your foot. When high, I take out any comp in the hood. Gorilla impact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your Air Max. Bounce. You cocking it back, but where that? Bounce. I got a six pack of Heineken and big cap on the wheels and two laps. I give Stella her
my middle
back.
Name must be fuck you.
Cause every time I walk by, niggas be like, fuck you.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, he ain't shit.
I'll be there. I'll be there, I'll be there,
I heard the party going on in there, yeah. Well, let me shake my stinking ass in there, yeah. Soon as I walk in, dogs are barking. Haters play the back, I stay in front like handicapped parking. Starting arsons from Jersey to Auckland. Saw me coughing out that dread apartment. Roll up to the jam with the front end bend up. Watch them chickens won't end up getting salmonella. I'm ghetto like D&D, fucking with D. You be on band from TV, part three in the heartbeat. Tiger, straight out the cup. You're light in the ass, son. You weigh about a buck. But I'm 190 physique, 234 pounds total when I'm carrying the heat. Now platinum on wax, but platinum in the street. Any nigga that disagrees, smack him in his teeth. Then that bag is little piece, rocking the ice. Get into the project, gonna rob her tonight.
Yo, why you acting like that?
The weed made me do it. I'm devil's advocate, hot. It take days to do it. My crew do drugs, Dwayne Reed couldn't breathe. Drop me in the sun, I'll amount to 10 keys. Red bones, I'm boning. MCs be cloning. That's before Doc stretch up and moaning.
My middle name must be fuck you.
Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, fuck you.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
My first name must be he ain't shit. Cause every time I'm in my car, bitches be like, he ain't shit.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Yo, yo, if
If you gotta be a monkey, be a gorilla. It's 4 a.m., I'm off a tab and still a world rap filler. Push a big bins with a chicken head draws hanging from my antenna. I'll be goddamn if a nigga take mine. On foot shit, put rollerblades on. Mind your business, deny with swiftness. I'll pull it, stretch it like Fonda Fitness. I'm a everyday nigga like I'm Toyota. Your A&R, hope we don't drop the same coda. Wrap the punta in a hefty tube.
Yo, he ain't from Shy,
so haul ass back to you.
My middle name must be Fuck You.
Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, Fuck You.
I'll be there.
My first name must be He Ain't Shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, He Ain't Shit.
I'll be there.
My middle name must be Fuck You. Cause every time I'm in the hood, niggas be like, Fuck You.
I'll be there.
My first name must be He Ain't Shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, He Ain't Shit.
Man, Big Tigger, I'll be there. You heard, yo? It's like 30 degrees down here in D.C. All my niggas strapped the Timbs up. Get out the puffy coats and all of that. And I see all you chicken head ass bitches at the club later. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Three four seven eight five seven four three zero two. You are now tuned into the Realist Radio, where you're being taken over by the Free Game Radio guys. You know me, Hoffa, my brother Brooklyn Black. Call us up. Let us know what you want to talk about. Hey, yo, Black, what we talking about? Three four seven eight five seven four three zero two. What do you guys want to talk about? I am waiting on Brooklyn Black. He went to go grab something. So as soon as he comes back, you will hear his voice. But right now, I'm going to ask everyone, how do you guys feel about our subject? If you get with your significant other and you find out that she had somebody before and they come out of jail and they are threatening you, what do you do? Is she wrong? Are you wrong? Is the person coming out of jail wrong? How do you feel about these things? Please let us know at 347-857-4302. Free Game Radio on all social media networks. This is the Realist Radio by Tasha Nicole Wright and Alyssa Noriega. Hi, ladies. Miss you. What's up? Well, I can't hear Black, so I'm just going to go ahead and start talking to you guys directly. What's up, guys? What you want to talk about? We could talk about Mace trying to ruin his career. He shows up to Power 105 in a scuba gear ski mask. Feels like everybody in New York is coming back together. Jazzo and Jay-Z got back. You know what I'm saying? They crushed their beef after 20 years. And Mace seems like he's just throwing a fork in the, how do I say this, the works of everything of New York. New York is looking really good right now. We got Freddie and Jason, the Nightmare on Elm Street, whatever they call in it. We got the new songs. And what else we got today, Black? You still there, brother? And Black is not there. So I'm just going to keep talking to myself, guys. Anybody else want to call up 347-857-4302? Please check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let's just talk it out, guys. I want to see what we're talking about. Shout out. Let me give a big, big shout out to our only sports entertainer guest who came here. And he is now the combat champion. Big, big shout out. to the leader of the revolution. Your future, the child of the 8th day. Saif al-Sabah, yo, Sai, what up? You know, it's a big win. You know, I want everybody to go congratulate him on social media and all that. What are we doing, Black? You just went silent on me, brother. I'm just going to fucking keep talking. Shout out to ME Productions, as always. That's our sponsor, Tasha Nicole Wright, Alyssa Noriega. This is the Realist Radio, but we, the pregame dudes, are here. Brooklyn Black and Hafu, 347-857-4302.
What's going on, Hafa? This is your girl, Tasha.
Tasha, what's up, man? Where Black at, man? I know he wants to go get something, but he good?
No, we've been having technical difficulties here with the connection, so we haven't been able to get the music to do what it needs to do. So I don't know. Maybe we might just call it an early night tonight. You guys are getting back on air tomorrow, right?
We're on back tonight. We can finish it up. What you want to talk about, Tasha?
Well, I'm sitting here trying to fix the problem as well. The thing is that we may all lose connection at some point, so we don't know what's going on. We've been trying to fix it, and we've been on the phone with tech all this whole time trying to figure out what the problem is.
Hey, Blog Talk, this is not the first time. I hope you hear me when I say this to you. There you go.
Nah, it's cool.
No, it's fixed now. We can talk about whatever you want, Tosh. What you want to talk about? I'm ready to talk. Want to talk about Mace trying to reinvent himself and inserting himself into something?
I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention to Mace and what's been going on with him. But
I'll tell you, he's acting like a fool.
Okay.
No, what did you want to say? I don't want to interrupt you. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say I'm trying to get the switchboard fixed here so you can go on ahead and speak about Meso while I do this.
Yeah, so the Dips reunited, as everybody knows. It was a great day in New York. Dipset is back. I'm a big fan of Dipset. But Mace felt it was the right time to bring his career back and diss Cameron. Okay, that's cool. It was a really good diss, not going to lie. And then Cam came back and dropped another one. But this whole thing all started off of one little thing Cameron said on his mixtape, The Program. And then Mace came back, he did a diss. Okay, fine, that's no problem. Cam put another one out. And recently, I think everybody thinks it's cool to go on radio shows and basically anything public and talk slander about others. It's very cynical. I don't support it because New York is actually back. Everybody's positive now. But Mace felt it was right to threaten, I guess. He said if it continues, something is going to happen. That's not what you should be doing if you're promoting an album. I thought it was all about positivity, Pastor Betha. You feel what I'm saying? And Jewels and Jim Jones have both reached out, Dipset. Have both reached out and basically laughed in his face and basically asked him, what are you really going to do? We are here. And it's ironic, they cut the tour short and they came back to New York. So, Mace, I hope you're with all of that, man, with your scuba gear, ski mask that you went on Angie Martinez. You said a whole bunch of shit. I hope this, you know, just stays on wax. It doesn't get violent because New York is actually doing good. You know, everybody's getting back together. It's a good place right now. We got a lot of good music coming out as well. We will be able to play it if we didn't have technical difficulties, but I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. The show ends shortly, then you guys know what happened. The server crashed, and I can't really help with that right now. We're trying. We got everybody in the back, technical support is handling it. But I'm just going to keep talking. And if you guys want to call in, please do call in, 347-857-4302. I'm just going to keep speaking until they cut me off or until the server crashes again. So what you guys want to talk about? It's your boy Hoffa. I'm here. Trying to see if the callers are calling in. Please, callers, do call in with your topics or anything you would like to speak about, or if you would like to chime in on any other topics that we spoke of. Let's talk about infidelity, if you would like to. Ladies, please chime in. I would love to hear your opinion. I would love to hear everybody's opinion. Well, let's talk about infidelity and what's going on in the world today, guys. We really can't talk about 4-5 because I really don't want to talk about 4-5. And if you're a pregame listener, you know exactly what 4-5 means. Shout out pregameradio.net. You know, just in case you missed any of this, you can go listen to it. You know, we got all the throwbacks. And you can also listen to anything that you missed. I'm sorry for all the technical difficulties, guys, but we're working on it. And I'm just going to keep talking until you guys get bored. So you do call in, 347-857-4302. I'm not really going to address any of this Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer stuff, Russell Simmons. It's just looking bad out here. It seems that females are just getting the upper hand right now. So I'm not going to address that. Seems like a big scandal. And the former Wu-Tang Clan. Well, the former fans of Wu-Tang Clan, if they're still fans, that is, because I see a lot of hate. But the real Wu-Tang fans can actually go and get some Wu wear. Because rappers, Wu-Tang fan, are giving the Wu-Tang Clan, Wu-Tang Clan is giving the fans an early Christmas present by launching a Wu wear holiday line. The group members RZA and Power teamed up with bosses at Live Nation Merchandise Division to release the line in August. And this week, the collection will hit stores, including American retailer Urban Outfitters. As we all know, it's Wu-Tang forever. RZA tells The Hollywood Reporter that this line will represent the original aesthetic and the same purpose as classic Wu wear, with updated silhouettes and designed to reflect current fashion sensibility. The collection's release coincides with the 25th anniversary of the group's debut album, Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. The line will be unisex and will feature jackets, t-shirts, and sweaters. RZA is planning to launch more collections, including a line with the great Tony Stark's Ghostface Killer. All venues of the brand are bounced by RZA. That's what he says. He makes everything. Inspiration, design, embodies everything. He reviews with partners and will wear and will be out with fresh collection. That's exactly his words. And I would like to actually talk about you guys shooting at social media people. If you're an artist, there's no real reason you should be taking your aggression out on social media or journalists, because they're doing their job. So when you go on their platform, it's not going to look good for you. is also a new... Ooh, where is this? Hold on 1 second. Well, Block Talk Radio, thank you for nothing. I will see you guys tomorrow at 10 o'clock with Brooklyn Black pregame radio. Good night, guys. And as always, bang, bang, bang. This is Hoffa speaking on the part of Brooklyn Black. Shout out to the Realist Radio. Asha Nicole Wright. Alyssa Noriega. 347-857-4302. Listen to us at pregameradio.net, pregame radio, on all social media networks. You can follow us at all social media networks as well. Brooklyn Black on all social media networks. Tasha Nicole Wright, Alyssa Noriega, and me, myself, I am always OTM Hoffa, or just Hoffa. And in other news, rapper Jay-Z and his Roc Nation sports business are preparing to square up in court over boxer Guillermo Rigondeaux. I don't know how to say his name. R-I-G-O-N-D-E-A-U-X. Rigondeaux. According to this New York Daily News, a company named Kyrie Promotion filed a lawsuit against Jay and Roc Nation Sports, claiming they are trying to steal the boxer from the company. Guillermo will fight Vasyl Lomachenko this week. According to Kyrie Promotions, Jay-Z and Roc Nation have violated their agreement to co-promote the boxer. And said Roc Nation allegedly refused to hand over any financial and promotional aspects of this weekend's fight. And Roc Nation is refusing to give Kyrie Promotions credit for representing the boxer in association with Roc Nation. The two companies were already in arbitration, according to the New York Daily News. However, the issue will not be resolved before the fight. The Kyrie Promotion people want a judge to